Welcome to our second general session. I hope your experience at the conference has been as fruitful as mine has been thus far. We had a great general session yesterday, and today will be just as informative, hopefully exciting for you, and insightful. However, as we saw from yesterday, it will be difficult to match the passionate and invigorating message from our own CEO, Joe Job. Surely you will agree, you will not hear anyone as passionate about biodiesel as Joe. And I would like to take this opportunity to thank you, Joe, for your NBB leadership, commitment, and passion. Thank you. So let's get started. And of course, we begin with a story. It's about a man whose life truly mirrors ours and what our industry has experienced and what we continue to experience today. This great man once said, "Opportunity is missed by most people because they're dressed in overalls and looks like work." But on the industry was built just on that kind of opportunity. The vision and the determination of farmers who became fuel pioneers, creating our industry, launching it from nothing to nearly 2 billion gallons of production in what is really a short period of time and in the face of some very long odds. We're still a very young industry, and as the events of the last year brought home, still very much an underdog. Congress's failure to quickly extend the tax break and the proposal to lower the RFS volume hit us like a double sucker punch. It took a real toll for many of our industry, and it still is. But make no mistake, it's extremely hard in the face of extraordinarily well-funded, influential opposition to put your chin up and raise your eyes to a prize that seems to have zoomed out of reach. But that same great man also said, "Our greatest weakness lies in giving up. The most certain way to succeed is always to try one more time." Like our industry, the great man started as an underdog. His teacher found him so disruptive and unfocused, he deemed him addled. The boy left school with just a few months of formal education under his belt. But he dedicated himself to self-learning. In childhood, an illness profoundly damaged his hearing, and he eventually became completely deaf in one ear. But remarkably, he chose to view this challenge not as an impediment, but as an advantage. He claimed that having limited hearing allowed him to concentrate better without the distractions of background noise. And he also started working at the age of 12, while simultaneously tinkering with machinery and experiments. One of his experiments exploded in the baggage car of a train where he sold newspapers and other goods. Of course, he got fired. A second experiment spilled acid on his boss's desk, getting him fired again. One of his first successful innovations was a mechanized device to make counting ballots faster and more accurate, but shockingly, the politicians of his day had no interest in such a device, and he couldn't find a buyer. By his early 20s, he was broke, living in a Wall Street office, thanks to a kindness of a friend. But it was there that he developed a new and better stock ticker, marking his first commercially successful innovation. Eventually, he became one of America's most prolific inventors and among its most successful businessmen. He and his groundbreaking research labs held patents for over 1,000 inventions and improvements, from the first commercial viable light bulb to the phonograph and, of course, the motion picture camera. But it was never a smooth, unbroken arc of success for Thomas Edison. There were struggles and near ruinous disaster, but he refused ever to give up. Edison was questioned once about his many, many attempts to develop the effective light bulb. And his response was, if I find 10,000 ways something won't work, I have not failed. I am not discouraged because every wrong attempt is often a step forward. He didn't give up when the patent for the light bulb was tied up in litigation for 6 years. He didn't fold when an unscrupulous lawyer stole and sold 57 inventions to a rival. And when a chemically fueled inferno destroyed much of his equipment and lab facilities, he declared at the age of 67, he and his workers would not only rebuild, but they would also make the facilities far better. And they did, reopening in less than a year. Time and again, he demonstrated resilience and persistence and pragmatism. The three things that are most essential to achievement are common sense, hard work, and stick-to-itiveness. And he also declared surprises and reverses can serve as an incentive for great accomplishments. There are no rules here. We're just trying to accomplish something. We can relate to that. Across the biodiesel industry, we're not just trying to accomplish something. We are also delivering. Part of the impetus for our success is the strength of our combined expertise, as we heard about yesterday, collaboration. Ultimately, Edison didn't succeed alone. He pioneered the concept of collaborative lab, drawing upon the knowledge and talent of a diverse group of creative scientists and engineers. Likewise, NBB taps the technical expertise and business acumen of all our members and merges that powerful talent base with the specialized skills and knowledge of our leaders, our staff, and our consulting experts. And as we've proven, working together, we are far more effective, far more formidable, and far more unstoppable in our mission. Take a look.
I used to work for several members of Congress on Capitol Hill, and I know how important it is to come in with reliable data.
You don't walk into these congressional offices and win people over with your charm. You've got to have strong arguments. You've got to have credible research.
We always are backing up our arguments with science, with facts, with the truth.
I need to know that the data and the information that I'm presenting to members of Congress and their staff has been vetted, is very thorough, and is something that is very reliable. And if I didn't have that from our Jefferson City team, it would be very difficult to further our policy objectives.
We have several teams, and we have an economic team, a technical team, as well as a communications team. And we're all a natural extension of the office in Washington, D.C.
Biodiesel is a great product sustainably. But there are people that have questions. And even people who want to reduce greenhouse gases can be skeptical about, are we really as good as we claim to be? And so being able to answer those questions and criticism with real hard answers, with evidence, with facts and data, is really powerful in converting those skeptics to advocates.
The technical program helps support additional advocacy by providing that data necessary to support greater volumes in the marketplace, additional market opportunities, and opportunities for our producer members and companies supplying biodiesel and biodiesel blends.
We work with pretty much everyone to make sure that if something new has gone on, if something new is developed, that the word's getting out there. We also help promote information and get folks directed to the information that they need.
Each year, our industry needs to work with the U.S. EPA administrator to be able to document the economic impact of increased biodiesel production.
EPA has already agreed that biodiesel is an advanced biofuel. The question now is, how much advanced biofuel are they going to use every year?
Is there enough feedstock in the United States or globally to be able to produce additional supplies of biodiesel?
And the more we can prove that we have a superior greenhouse gas reduction, the more we can improve the advocacy on our side of that discussion.
Advocacy doesn't stop on a Friday afternoon and pick up again Monday. It's an ongoing effort, and the additional data and the additional credibility we build every week is key to the efforts and the arguments that each of us makes.
The Advanced Biofuel Initiative was created because it was clear that as the industry topped 1 billion gallons, the pushback from the petroleum industry would be stronger than ever.
The ABI campaign has been incredibly effective at raising awareness of what biodiesel is and the benefits that it has.
When we first launched the Advanced Biofuel Initiative, we had a 30-second ad, and we took that ad into a top official at USDA to share with them what we were doing in our outreach efforts. And they looked over at us and said, this is exactly what we need if we want to go out and have this program be successful.
When I went to the EPA, and I had a high-level meeting with a political person there, and the first thing they said to me was, I was watching the Sunday morning shows, and I saw your ad, and it was great. It made me feel amazing. It made me feel like we have a great team effort.
The Advanced Biofuel effort has included a national television spot. It's included radio, print. We did a unique wrap around a newspaper, and we know that it's working because when we walked into a congressman's office, there was that newspaper with our advertisement wrapped right around it.
The project work that we do in Jefferson City really paves the way for the work that we do in Washington, and without it, we would not have been able to accomplish the things that we've accomplished.
Growing up on a farm in central Missouri, my dad always emphasized that you had to have the right tools to get the job done for that day. I think the National Biodiesel Board and the biodiesel industry has done an amazing job of getting the right tools put in place for our industry to succeed.
The work that each of us does is all part of a puzzle. Where without the others' work, nothing fits together.
Well done. I'd like to briefly acknowledge the program managers, staff, and key contractors who, with our members, fuel our success. And there are far more than we could spotlight in the video. These are the people who work on our behalf every day, 24/7. Working more closely with them as chair, I've been so deeply impressed by just how much they achieve to support our industry. Can the NBB team, staff, and program managers please rise and be acknowledged? So, together, despite the opposition, despite the disappointments and log jams, we are still forging ahead, making significant accomplishments. While 2014 is the year of yet another lapsed tax incentive and the delayed RFS volume, it's also when we learned that 2013, as mentioned by Joe yesterday, set an all-time record for production with nearly 1.8 billion gallons. Far beyond the 1.28 billion gallon target. 2014 is when we celebrated Minnesota as the first state to embrace and require B10. It's the year we welcomed more than 40 new clean diesel, truck, and SUV models. 2014 is the year the U.S. Court of Appeals in the District of Columbia denied a petroleum industry challenge to the 2013 RFS requirements. In 2014, Iowa extended its biodiesel producer incentive through 2017, and California's Air Resources Board proposed to open up new avenues for biodiesel in the state. And in the end of 2014, a big success for us was ASTM voted to approve performance specifications from 6 to 20% biodiesel with traditional heating oil called BioHeat, affording oil heat dealers greater ability to provide consumers with clean, domestically produced fuel. Just this week, NBB was cited in a Time magazine article as a top energy and natural resource interest group. These accomplishments, and many, many others, are too significant to be overshadowed by the frustration and uncertainty of this past year. One of the traits that helped propel Edison's business success was his insistence on developing technology and products that people actually wanted. The American public wants clean energy. They want a diverse fuel supply. They want a healthy and sustainable future for their children. They want and they need biodiesel. Thank you. As we all know, probably the most famous Edison quote is this: genius is 1% inspiration and 90% perspiration. But there was a line following that epigram which is also worth remembering. Accordingly, a genius is often merely a talented person who has done all of his and her homework. Our homework as NBB staff and stakeholders is to embrace and build upon the enormous work and the significant strides we have made in our growing industry. Our homework is to continue to work together and give one voice to the positive impacts and promise of biodiesel to afford Americans fuel choice, reduce carbon emissions, and a renewable, reliable fuel source. And our charge is to go forward, and we will succeed because we will not give up. Thank you.